Where the heck is the President of the United States?
That is a good question, and I think we all should be asking, why is this happening to a city that was turning itself around and will continue to do so? This should not be happening to New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, and the other big northern cities. And really, it should not be happening to El Paso or Brownsville, Texas. Right. No city should be carrying this burden. This is a national problem, and it needs a national solution.
Hello, everyone. This is a breaking story. Since the President of the United States, Joe Biden, has removed Title 42 on May 11, the illegal migrants are flooding in the United States. It's why we are urgently heading into the underbelly of the story to bring you underground reports that are crucial into the age of compromise mainstream media, because it's an issue of immigration that is bound to make it to the Canadian border eventually. And we need your help to ensure this report can get underway with today's record of inflation. It's not cheap to find a hotel in New York, and many of them have been rent out for migrants as the cost explode. To donate to us, go over migrantsreports.com. Help us to show you the truth and how bureaucrats like Joe Biden are destroying our country.
I got close to an hour with the Mexican president today. We're doing all we can. The answer is it remains to be seen. We've gotten overwhelming cooperation from Mexico. We also are in the process of setting up offices in Colombia and other places where you can, or someone seeking asylum can go first. So, but it remains to be seen. It's going to be chaotic for a while.
Now, this is why we are heading into New York. Title 42 was put in place during the pandemic to help the authorities to turn back illegal aliens and to stop the spread of the virus. Since Joe Biden has finally removed the last health restriction in the USA, he also thought it would be smart to remove this essential deportation tools at his border. Since then, the migrant crisis has gotten even more out of control. Mayor of New York, Eric Adams, was once proud to call his city a sanctuary city and bragged out about how they are helping migrants that Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, was sending to New York. Now, thousands of migrants are being shipped by buses, and hotels are being used to lodge these illegals, as are schools and other facilities. The military have also been observed in some hotel to help manage with this migrant crisis. Eric Adams, mayor of New York, was on Fox 5 to talk about the migrant crisis. He did mention that it is a national problem and that he doesn't know where is Joe Biden to deal with this.
Where the heck is the President of the United States?
That is a good question, and I think we all should be asking, why is this happening to a city that was turning itself around and will continue to do so? This should not be happening to New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, and the other big northern cities. And really, it should not be happening to El Paso or Brownsville, Texas. Right. No city should be carrying this burden. This is a national problem, and it needs a national solution.
Now, it seems that Eric Adams doesn't want to be called a sanctuary city anymore. He is now asking the judge to revisit the law concerning the sanctuary status as the problem become overwhelming and costly.
Law of sanctuary city was in place long before I became mayor. I'm following the law. As a law enforcement person, you know we follow the law. We're now in court now, today, asking the judge to revisit this law to deal with this humanitarian crisis, because even when they decided to put in place that law, no one thought that they would be dealing with a humanitarian crisis of this proportion.
This is what we were expecting. Yet, No one wants to talk about it. Migrants are flooding the USA, and eventually, this will spill over into Canada. The safety and the stability of our respective country is being compromised. If we are not showing it, no one will do. Go over migrantsreports.com and now and help us. Thanks. Don't forget, if you want to keep you updated with our report on the ground in New York about the illegal immigrants who are flooding into US, go over migrantsreports.com. And don't forget, it's not cheap to bring you those stories. So please donate generously also. Thanks.